Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to take 10 Fit Talmud. Baba Kama Samachei, Baba Kama 65a, pagination is 129, dealing with a case of a person who stole an item, and then the item changed in value, and now we're discussing how much he has to pay back. Apparently, for some reason, the object itself doesn't exist, it's not available, otherwise he would simply give back the item itself, but he's looking to pay back value, and the question is, if the item doesn't exist, what price does he pay for the item? On the fourth line of the page, Amar Rav, Rav said, Keren she'ein she'gonav. The amount that he should pay back is the amount that it was worth at the time that he stole it. Now, that quote, the amount that it was worth at the time that he stole it, is a weighted statement. Firstly, did it go up or down in price that you're telling me that we should follow the price of the time that he stole? And secondly, why did it go up or down? And that will segue us to sort out exactly the ramifications of this statement that Rav is saying, follow the time of the theft. Let's look at the Gemara about 12 lines down. The first word on the line is Shmaita. And then we begin the Tanya. We learned as follows. Kechusha v'hishmina, if the animal was scrawny and it became fatter and therefore worth more in the interim since the theft, Meshalem, he's going to pay ke'ein shegonav, like when he stole it. And that's the amount of the payment, meaning the lower amount when it was scrawny. And the Gemara explains, Amri, that's only mishum de omar lei ana patimna va'at shakalta. The thief is able to argue, I'm the one who made it fat, I fed it well, thinking it was my animal, it was going to be my animal, I'm going to sell it, I'm going to try to make money. So the reason that it's so out of character, it went from being scrawny to being fat, is my investment. So therefore, the only reason it's worth more is because of what I did. As long as I pay you back what I took from you, that should be sufficient. And that's why we're following the lower amount. But when Rav said we should follow the amount at the time of the theft, that was really when it went down in value, and he was pushing for the higher value, the value at the time that it was stolen. Now, the Ramah mentions, Shin Nun Dalid Se'if Dalid, that this concept that the animal went up in value, he can simply pay the amount at the time that it was stolen, because he argues, I'm the one who fattened it up, that only works if that argument holds sway. Says the Ramah, Nispatma Memela, if it got fatter, just by the nature of its growing older or whatever, Hava Ki'ilu Hukra, that's considered the equivalent of it going up in value intrinsically without the ganav being able to argue that he's the one who caused it. And we will see in a moment what's the ramification if an item indeed goes up in value. Let's move down to the bottom of the page, four lines up from where it gets wide. At the end of a line, Amar Rabba, Rabba said, Hayman de gozel chavita de chamra. There's a person what would happen if a person stole a barrel of wine, mechavrei, from his fellow. Meikara shav yezuza, in the beginning of our case, it was worth 1 coin. Ulebesov shav yedalet zuze, and at the end it's worth 4 coins. So Rabba says there's a dramatic distinction as to why the item is not available now to be repaid intact. Tavra oshasya mishalem dalet. If the ganav broke it or consumed it, then he's going to pay the higher value. Rashi explains, because he stole it at 1 coin, but it's still owned by the original owner. And therefore now when he damages or uses it, it's something still belonging to the other person, which he is breaking or consuming. And therefore, if at now, at this time, it's worth the greater value, he's going to be liable for that. Itvar memela, but if it would break on its own, or it would be lost without anything that he's liable for, then mishalem zuza, he simply pays the 1 coin, because that's all you can hold him for. At the time that he stole it, it was worth 1 coin, and the fact that it went up in value, but he never did anything further to impact his liability, and therefore he's only responsible for the original theft. Amri, however, kiko amarav kigon de meikora shav yadalru l'besov shav yezuza. Rav's case, when he said, follow the price at the time of the stealing, that's because at that time it was worth 4, and then it went down to 1. And in that case, he said, keren ke'ein shagonav, that the principal gets paid according to the value at the time that it was stolen. Indeed, in Shulchan Aruch we find Simen Shin Nun Dalet Se'if Gimel, a general concept of Keren Sha'as HaGeneva, you pay like the time that it was stolen, that value. But Hoysa Shove B'Sha'as Geneva Shnayim U'V'Sha'as Hamoda B'Din Arba, if it went up in value, then the distinction that our Gemara just made would impact the case. Im shochat o mochar o shavar hakli o avdo, if he did something to destroy it, he shecht it, he sold it, he broke it, so that mishalim kishas hamoda bedin, he's going to have to pay the price now, which is the higher price, because he impacted an item that still belonged to the original owner, even though it was stolen and it's in someone else's house, it still belongs to the original owner. However, im meisa behema o avad hakli me'elav, if the animal died or the item was lost, independent of his responsibility, somehow it got lost, mishalem kishas geneva, as the Gemara said, he follows the price at the time it was stolen, because since that time, he never did anything to impose a new level of liability. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.